Official figures show the number of civilians killed in U.S. airstrikes in Iraq and Syria has significantly increased during Donald Trump's presidency. According to the U.S. military data, a total of 831 civilians have been killed since the start of operations by the U.S.-led coalition in 2014. The data shows that nearly 650 deaths have occurred since January 2017. That's just days before Trump took office. This is while the U.S. is under fire for undercounting the number of civilian deaths. The United States and its allies began their bombing campaign in Iraq and Syria under the pretext of battling Daesh terrorists. Facts on the ground show, however, that the air raids did more harm than good by killing civilians and leaving many homeless. Now let's have some insight on that story. From Seattle, I'm joined by Iraq War veteran Seth Manzel. Thank you for joining us. It's good to have you with us. Again, another report of the U.S. interference, military intervention in other countries, and then also reports of unfortunate civilian deaths. What do you make of this?
The largest group of casualties coming out of this whole thing is coming from Turkey, actually, which is a NATO ally to the United States, and that's with their Operation Olive Branch. And the number of civilians killed by that is uncountable, really. Turkey is engaged in a war of genocide against the Kurds. And this is something I think that roundly the entire world can condemn, including all the NATO countries.
And Seth, the main question here is, after the Trump administration took power, the civilian death toll where the U.S. is militarily intervening has surged. Why do you think that is?
The Trump administration has had a schizophrenic policy towards its support of the Middle East. We've oscillated on supporting Kurdish independence and then not supporting Kurdish independence. Now we oscillate between supporting our ally Turkey and not supporting our ally Turkey. However, the reality is that that the Kurds on the ground right now are the people maintaining control in that area.
Okay, appreciate your thoughts and insight. The Iraq War veteran Seth Manzel joining us from Seattle.